KCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then give your name, your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-in. 19 early check-ins on my list. That includes my station and my husband, W2MJB. Then Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM, and N4IEI. Next, I have Andrew from Simpsonville, W2AMD. Andy from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Jim checking in from Pelzer, KW4TS. Kurt from Greenville, KM4BLH. Jack from Greenville, KJ4UHF. Mel from Prosperity, K4XMR. Landon from Dacusville, KG4WNP. Then I have Bill, KC4W from Anderson. Don, KG4PFI from Piedmont. Linda from Piedmont, KG4QLQ. Fred from Greer, KI4MRA. Mr. Pat from Malden, K4OSH. Richard from Greenville, K4ROW. Mr. Roland from Pickens, K1CJW. And Leroy from Taylor's, KA5WLL. Thank you for taking advantage of the early check-in feature on this net. And welcome to, and, you know, whenever you need to, check in early. It's also fun to check in live, online. I mean, on the radio. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to give an opportunity for new hams to check in. New hams only. Go ahead and come on the line and say net control, and I'll walk you through the check-in process. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4HTP to check in.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome John, KN4RJN. John is checking in via Echolink from Brown Summit. Welcome, John, and I have you down for some RAC 2 later. At this time, I'll go ahead and start the check-ins with the RF group of Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please check in by calling Net Control.
14 Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Wendy. Thank you for calling the net.
Oh. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ, and Harry and Chandler, and I'll stick around.
W4 Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative. Over.
This is KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick, checking in from Penrose. KO4 HKX. Thanks for joining us tonight, Patrick. Next up, I'd like to welcome my friend Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Mr. Harry, I have you down for some rad chew later. Next, I'd like to welcome Gene, checking in from Taylor's, W4FHJ. Good to have you joining us on the radio tonight, Gene. Thanks for checking in. At this time, I'd like to invite other people in the group Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. This time I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima, please call Net Control to check in.
Net Control. Please check in on Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha, KG4, JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you and all of the net, 73.
Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Just walked in the door. I don't know who our net control is. Be negative and negative, and I'll say 73s for each one.
Oakland Interior, Mark Well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. Sid in Pleasant, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Mark. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
NGP. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan over in Asheville, and no traffic, but I'll stick around for a comment later.
For HTP. Andy. Hello there, Mark. If you're around, please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark a minute out, if you would, please. Do hope everyone has a good night. 73.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dennis, checking in from Gaffney. KG4JIA. Thank you for joining us tonight, Dennis. Next, I'd like to welcome James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Welcome home, James. Glad that one of the first things you did was turn on your radio. Next up, I'd like to welcome Sid from Fletcher, W4IOE. Sid, I hope you're having a good evening. Next, I'd like to recognize Duncan, checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV. Mr. Duncan, I have you down for some comments later. Next, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry and his wife, Miss Donna, KK4JVQ, and KC4, I guess I'm going to go with, I didn't write it down, KC4MFK, Miss Donna from Greer. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Donna. You know, we switched back to our old radio, and it's throwing me. I'm not used to it. I'm used to this new radio. I don't really know which one is a newer model, but this is the one we started out on, and I'm accustomed to the fancier model. So anyway, I'm a little flustered, but I'll get used to it again because it's a good radio. Anyway, Mr. Larry, thanks for checking in tonight, and please pass along our greetings to Miss Donna. This is KN4 4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to invite anyone else in the group. India through Lima. India through Lima, please check in by calling net control. KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KN4 HTP to check in.
For HTP. Cindy, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter by telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. 7 to you, Miss Wendy Park, and all of it at negative, negative tonight.
Charlie Kilo Tango, KF4CKT, John. And I'm in Honeyup Pipe, South Carolina, and I just got through calling the Anderson 2-meter net over on 146790 with no tone, negative offset at 830. We haven't hit over overnight at 830, except Sunday night we're not going to have one because it's Easter. But anybody want to check in with me over there, I'm on Monday night, always the net controller on Monday night. Good evening, and good evening to everybody on the net, and I'll just be short time tonight.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. She brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they are in Piedmont tonight. Thank you for checking in tonight, Miss Lorena, and please pass along my greetings to Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, KO4NNH, checking in. He is mobile in Piedmont tonight. Hope you're having a good evening, Mr. Fred. Next up, my friend Walt from Inman, K4OIM. Good to hear you on the radio tonight, Walt. And next, I'd like to recognize Don, checking in from... Oh, I wrote down Tocola, but I think you said Cole last time. Don, and he brings along Paul, AA4QS, and N4DME. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. Don. Please pass along our greetings to Paul. Then I'd like to welcome John, checking in from Honeypath, KF4CKT. John calls the Anderson net at 8:30 on Monday nights, and I encourage anyone who can to check in with him. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to give another opportunity to group Mike through Papa. Mike, to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, and
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd from Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Thank you for tuning in tonight, Lloyd. It's good to hear you on the radio. All right, I'm going to go ahead and move us to the next alphabetical group at this time, and that is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4HTP or net control to check in.
HTP. Hey, I hope you are doing well tonight. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and I'm at home with Campobello. And please also check in KO4NUE, Chad, and he is at home with me. He's just chatting on the telephone right now. We both will be negative and negative tonight, but listening. Thanks, Wendy.
N4HTP. Can KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty, Nana, Nana.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Anna from Campobello, KO4RYP. Thank you for tuning in tonight, Anna. It's good to hear you on the radio. And she brings along her Mr. Chad, KO4NUE. Please pass along my greetings to Mr. Chad. Next up, I'd like to welcome Chris, checking in from Liberty, KO4QLG. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chris. It's good to hear you on the radio, too. All right, at this time, I'll go ahead and give another opportunity for the group Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Please check in by calling Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please check in by calling KN4HTP.
KN Zulu, HTP. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, KO4WWZ. Traveler and Easley. And also, please check in my friend via telephone relay, Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM, Daniel, and Traveler's Rest. Wendy, it's good to hear the voice tonight. Thank you for calling the net, and I will stick around for some comments.
HTP. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha. Stephen Inman, and I'll be negative, negative, and listening in. HTP. Check in, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in Land Was, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Net Control. Go, please check in and out. Whiskey X-ray 4, that's Alpha Tango, WX4DAT. Dang, I'm over here in Gastonia, and I don't know if I'm out of sequence or not, but hey, it happens sometimes, and I apologize. 73
Wall. Good night, good net. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chandler, checking in from Easley, KO4WWZ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Chandler, and I have you down for some rag chew later. Next up, I'd like to welcome Daniel, checking in from Traveler's Rest, KJ4WZM. Then Steve, checking in from Inman, KN4BWA. Next up, I'd like to welcome Tommy, checking in from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Then we have Mr. Rod, checking in from the Land of Waz, W4WOZ. Thank you for joining us tonight, Rod. Next up, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Gastonia, WX4DAT. Thank you for joining us tonight. All right, at this time, is there anyone else in the group, Uniform Through Zulu, Uniform Through Zulu, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. Recheck.
48T, the name is Danny, Delta Alpha, November Yankee. It's all right.
Thank you, Mr. Mr. Danny. I have that correctly now, and I appreciate that. I like to have my log as correct as possible. So, thank you, WX4DAT Danny from Gastonia. All right, at this time, I'll take a little break from our RF check-ins, and we'll go to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please call Net Control to check in.
Net Control. If you will, check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, getting into yourself on the net, no traffic and no queue.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. This time I would like to welcome Stephen, checking in from Greenwood, KA4PQA. Thank you for joining us tonight, Stephen. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, I'll give one more opportunity here for Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call Net Control to check in.
Net Control, recheck KA4PQA.
KA4PQA, go ahead.
Affirmative, Wendy, I thought I recognized that to be your voice, and Wendy, I know it's been a long time since I've checked in with you, but I was glad that I remember to get on here on time, and Wendy, it was great to be able to check in with you and get to hear you again. And with that, Wendy, I'll turn it back over to you, KA4PQA.
KN4HTP. Thanks, Stephen. It's good to hear you have you check in tonight, too. Hope things are going well down there in Greenwood. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For HTP. I hear you, and I hope you had safe travels. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, Daniel N. Taylors. I'll be negative and negative, but listening on the side.
Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec, that's KA2 AXQ, Ken Pickens. I have no traffic, but I'll be listening. And thank you for taking the net tonight.
Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry Anderson. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
HTP. Deke, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Dave, thank you for the extra time you put in to help this net run smoothly. Dave is our net manager. Next, I'd like to welcome Daniel, checking in from Taylor, KI4DTY. Hope you're having a good evening out there, Daniel. Next up, I'd like to welcome Keith, checking in from Seneca, KN4CHY. Thank you for joining us tonight, Keith. Next up, I have Ken from Pickens, KA2AXQ. Thanks for joining us tonight. Next up, I'd like to check in Jerry from Anderson, N4DJC. Thank you for joining us tonight, Jerry. And then I have Dave checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Hope you're having a good evening out Easley Way, Mr. Dave. Is there anyone else in the group Alpha through Delta? Alpha through Delta that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
For HTP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Emin, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew checking in from Inman, KO4 CEF. Thanks for joining us tonight, Andrew. It's good to hear you on the radio. All right, at this time, I'm going to open it up to the big group to check in all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4 HTP or net control to check in.
STP. In the net, please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm in Cleveland, Northeast Pickens County. No traffic, no table.
4 HTP. Please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Golf Uniform, November. Say again, Kilo, Oscar 4, Golf Uniform, November, Nelson. And Greenville, route to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
For HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray, Jim in Dacusville. That'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Shane checking in from Cleveland. N4ZLK. Thank you for joining us tonight, Shane. Next up, I'd like to welcome Nelson, who is checking in mobile near Greenville, KO4GUN. Thanks for joining us tonight, Nelson. I'm glad you tuned us in on your drive and hope you enjoy your drive. Next, I'd like to welcome Jim, checking in from Dacusville, KO4RAX. Hope you have a good evening, Mr. Jim. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Alpha through Zulu? Alpha through Zulu, please call net control to check in.
In Kilo, Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray, Yankee, AF4, NXY, David, and AF4, SX, Alpha, Foxtrot 4, Sierra, X-ray, my wife Marie. We're in southern Greenville County. Just to send it out and to keep everybody on the net.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango, KO4YKT. My name is Mark, QTH is Inman. I'm negative and negative.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Davis, checking in from southern Greenville County, KF4NXY, and he brings along his wife, Miss Marie, KF4SX. Thank you for joining us tonight, Davis, and please pass along our greetings to Miss Marie. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mark, checking in from Inman, KO4YKT. Mark, thanks for joining us tonight. Hope you have a good evening up there in Inman. All right, is there anyone else? We're checking in the whole alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. We got 61 check-ins, a really good number for me, so thank you everyone for tuning in this Monday night. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG chews. At this time, I'd like to check in with my friend John in Brown Summit, KN4RJN. What have you been up to today?
This is KN4RJN. Well, did a little bit of yard work, and we got a new plaque to put on the front of the house to get the house number on it, because when we changed out the door, we lost our house number, and I realized I didn't have a masonry bit, so I'm going to have to run to the store tomorrow and get a masonry bit, but at least I got the holes marked. And a few little odds and ends that she needed me to take care of that, you know, put a nail here, put a screw there, fix this, fix that. Yeah, I mean, just working on the honeydew list. But other than that, not a whole lot. What's going on in your world?
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. You know, I think that there might, the honeydew list might be an eternal thing, because isn't there always something that's just waiting out there for you to get around to it? And if it's not on your list, it's on her list, or let me make this personal. If it's not on his list, it's on my list for him to have. I think that's just part of life, is the to-do list, which we sometimes call the honey-do list. But you know, right off the top of my head, if Mark ever came to me and said, I don't have anything to do, which is impossible, I would be able to get him 5 or 6 things, and they would be, you know, something as small as helping me hang a series of 5 paintings that go together, or fixing the doorknob, you know, simple little things, or it could be a big thing like make a bookshelf. So I think that's just the nature of not living alone, and I think it's a good problem to have.
This is KN4RJN, and yeah, well, she started, you know, actually writing down things for me. And every time I go back to that list and cross something off, I notice that, you know, 4 or 5 have been added. So, yeah, this is going on. I'm reminded of the final episode of MASH when they're discussing their plans, and Colonel Potter's saying, well, she's got me a list of things to do. And I think it was Hawkeye or somebody said I could, or maybe it might have been BJ, said I could do those for the rest of my life. And Colonel looks at his list, and he keeps going and going and going. He says, I'm going to be doing them for the rest of my life. So, yeah, it's an eternal thing.
I think you're quite agreeable to accept a written list, because I've never had the nerve to write down the things on my list. My tactic is bring it up a couple of weeks before it needs to be done, bring it up another week before I need it done, and then the day before, say, hey, can you help me with this when you get home from work tomorrow? And then Mark is always so agreeable, but that's been my tactic.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I think it might have been a meme on Facebook or something that says, you know, once you tell a man to do something, you don't have to keep nagging him every 6 months. He'll get to it.
that can drag on for years. But I'm sure it works the other way, too, so that's a really good one. Yeah, when Mark asks me to do a recipe or something, I usually put it in the next week's menus. But you're right, it is easy to put stuff off, especially when it's not something you're particularly interested in doing or think needs to be done, which, you know, we all have those kind of things. I have them on my own list, and I put them off, and then the next month I'm like, oh, I never did that. I wonder if I still want to do it kind of thing, so those to-do lists, I guess they help us keep moving forward, but they can be a drag sometimes, too. I'm kind of curious to ask you about the strategies going on in the Ukraine and Russian war, but I don't know if you're comfortable talking about all that on the radio. What's your feeling on that?
This is KN4RJN. Many, many, many years ago, when I was a young lieutenant, or possibly a captain, I don't remember, there were a couple of books that we were supposed to read by a Soviet Army defector who had written a couple books about the Soviet Army and what goes on inside of there. And it was pretty enlightening, and I'm seeing a lot of that now. The vaunted great Soviet military machine is not quite as vaunted as as its reputation says. And the fact that they, with far superior numbers and equipment, were unable to take the city of Kyiv because of logistical problems, because of stiff resistance from the Ukrainians themselves, because of any number of things. There were reports of gypsies stealing the Russians' tanks and selling them for scrap metal. someone that I happen to know that is over there sent me some pictures. When they pulled out, they found an artillery emplacement. They pulled out, they pulled the guns out, but left hundreds of rounds of ammunition behind because they didn't want to pack them back up. I think the news reported that they had brought parade uniforms with them to celebrate their victory over Kyiv, and the person that I know that is over there said they also brought along victory medals specifically made for, you know, for their victory over Kyiv. And I told him if he could snag a couple of those, I'd make a pair of earrings for my wife out of them. But they brought in the butcher of Syria to take command of this thing, and of course they've already been butchering the Ukrainians anyway, so I don't know how much worse he can do. But if he can get his act together and get them to get their act together, Ukraine might be in for a hard row. Not that it's been exactly a walk in the park, you know, so far. But without going into too many specifics, that's about all I can tell you about that.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. I appreciate your perspective, and you're obviously coming from a great knowledge base that I've totally missed out on in my life, so I really appreciate you giving me your perspective on that. Is there anything going on in the skies tonight or coming up? I noticed that our prediction was for a sunny day, but we definitely have a cloudy day. So, the sun was just a little blur of light behind the clouds, so I know I can't see any stars tonight, but what's your sky like? Harvey, do you have a comment here?
Yes, ma'am.
Your comments.
Skies here in Easley are mostly clear. A beautiful starry night.
And you've got the clear skies. We missed them out here. Let's see. Let's go back to John and see. Did you have any comments about the stars tonight, KN4RJN?
KN4RJN. Yeah, somebody jumped in there before I could get there checking in. I don't know if you caught him or not. But April 22nd, we've got the Leonids meteor shower in the pre-dawn hours. According to my information, the moon will rise about 2 a.m., so you'll want to get out and look at that before the moon comes up and starts washing it out. It'll be in the vicinity of the star Vega, which will be high in the sky in your west. And go out, and that's actually going on from, on the 22nd. It's actually happening from, from April 16th to April 30th, but it peaks on the 22nd, so you might be able to catch something even next week on that. And then tomorrow night, in the early morning hours, there's a thing called the Three Leaps of the Gazelle, which is three pairs of very closely medium-sized stars in the constellation Urgent Major, which you know as the Big Dipper, the Big Bear. And if you've got the Stellarium program, you can put the constellation up and you can see the artwork and you can see where those three pairs of stars are. They're in the feet of the Bear. But if not, if you can find the Big Dipper, which most people can find, follow the bottom right corner of the Dipper, the bowl of the Dipper. More or less down down and to your right is the first pair. Down and slightly left is the second pair, and down and a little bit further left, and they're more or less lined up. And there's three pairs of of two stars about a thumb's width apart, and that's known as the Three Leaps of the Kazelle. And I could tell you the names, but the furthest west pair are Al-Kafra and Talitha. The next pair is Tanya Borealis and Australis. And the third pair is Adula Borealis and Adula Australis. And in the Arabic, those I think it's Borealis means the first step, and Aurelius means the second step or the third step or something like that. Anyway, but those three pairs of stars in the constellation Ursa Major are known as the Three Leaps of the Gazelle. And if you go out and they're up all night, go out and find the Big Dipper and look down below the Big Dipper, and you'll find three medium-sized stars paired together, three pairs of stars, and it's a kind of a neat thing to look at. But April 22nd, sometime in the early morning hours, go out and look west, look way up high, find the star Vega, which is one of the brighter stars up there, and just watch for a while, and you might see a few meteors.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. That is definitely worth looking for, the Leonid's meteor shower. So I'm going to take a look at that, put that on my phone's calendar. And I like calling it the Three Leaps of the Gazelle much better than all those star names. So I'm going to check that one out too. But I did not write down the names of the stars. just the Three Leaps of the Gazelle, which is way more picturesque anyway for me. So thanks for that. I remembered that for Christmas, Mark gave me a book about the stars. And I need to pull that out, put it on the top of my reading list stack, because this is it's interesting to me, and I realized that since I didn't get it, usually when I want a book, I get it and I read it, but that book I got and waited to get for Christmas, and so it didn't follow my usual reading pattern, so I need to go pull that out and get into it again. So, but thanks for the StarCast. Very, very nice.
KN4RJN. Yeah, if you go to a website called space.com, and it'll pop up and it'll have news, astronomy, space flight, all that kind of happiness. And over on towards the right there's a little tab that says sky watching, and click on that and it'll tell you, and you can scroll through that and see what's happening, you know, this month. And it usually goes a month or two ahead. Actually, it might even go all the way through the year, but to help keep up on, you know, interesting things that are happening and that you might want to go look at. Some of them more interesting than others, but space.com is where I get a lot of my information. So check that out. And I know there's a couple other folks wanting to chat with you, so I'm going to say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Thanks for hanging around for RagChew. I enjoy your perspective and comments. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to invite anyone listening in who hasn't checked in yet to go ahead and check in. We're checking anyone in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or net control.
Net control. Kilo Delta 4, Tango Whiskey, Papa, that's Tom. And also check in Kilo Golf 4, Lima, Kilo Alpha, that's Miss Angie. Pays Creek Campground in Hartwell, Georgia, at the campsite.
November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4, AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative tonight. About to go QRT anyway, just wanted to get in and say hi. 73 to the net.
8 RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Brevard, North Carolina. Name is Ed. I'll be monitoring.
Control.
This This is Whiskey 4, Hotel, W4HI, first, BRUGE, Seneca, negative, negative.
This is KN4, HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Tom, KD4TWP, checking in from a campground near Hartwell. And Tom brings along his wife, Miss Angie, KG4LKA. Thanks for tuning in, Tom, and please pass along our greetings to Miss Angie. Hope you guys enjoy your camping experience. Next up, I'd like to welcome Doug, checking in from Walhalla, N4AHO. Thank you for joining us tonight, Doug. Hope you have a good night. Then I'd like to welcome Ed, checking in from Brevard, WD8RON. Thanks for tuning in, Ed. It's good to hear you on the radio. Next, I have a station checking in from Seneca. I had a lot of static come through, though, so I need you to recheck. I got W4 Hotel India, and I didn't get the rest of your call sign or your name.
Hey, a little bit more power. This is W4HI, Whiskey 4, Hotel, India. It's Bruce. Bravo, Romeo, Uniform, Charlie Echo, Bruce, Seneca.
You, Mr. Bruce, that was much clearer for me. W4HI. I had your whole call sign. I just didn't realize it. Thanks for joining us tonight, Bruce, and thanks for checking in. Is there anyone else listening in that would like to check in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. Right, nothing heard there, so we're going to go ahead and continue on with our rag shoe this evening. Next up, I'd like to check on KC4EZN. Harry, how's your day?
HTP, KC4EZN. Pretty good day, Wendy. Don't know if John is still around. Say hello to him and tell him a story. It's not quite a weird animal story, but yet it is a weird animal story. I was on a training course at the Boy Scout Reservation out in northern New Mexico, Philmont, and we were doing a dry run through a training manual for youth. In other words, what we were doing is we were doing the things in the manual just to see how they worked. And one of the little things we were supposed to do is to go on like a nature walk, scavenger hunt kind of thing. And it was done kind of at night, which was kind of interesting out there. But anyway, next day, our leader was going down this checklist of things. Did we see this? Did we see that? We were saying yes and no. And he came down, he says, did we see any bear scat? Everybody said no. He said, did we see any bears? And I said, yes. And he looked at me kind of funny-like, and he says, where? And I said, well, you know, there was Ursa Minor and Ursa Major. And part of the I don't know what you want to call it, but little expression that they were trying to get us into as we went through this thing was think outside the box. He said, well, that's about as outside the box as you're going to get. So anyway, hope John heard that. We'll bounce it back to you, Wendy. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. It looks like our friend John, KN4RJN, is still tuned in. And that was a pretty clever outside-the-box moment, I have to say. I'm glad you shared that with us. That's a good one. I was wondering how your yard is sprucing up for the spring. What have you got going on?
Well, not a whole lot right now. I have mowed it for the first time, and I have still got some brush and stuff I need to haul away. I think my wife is generating a list. It's one of her pet things to do, and kind of funny feeling that that's moving up the list, but I've got some grass that I've got to replant, and it was kind of interesting when that big oak tree fell down. I have gotten, I won't say 80% of it, but all the limbs are cut off, and the little stuff I burned for firewood this winter, and what's left is the main part of the trunk, and it's sort of gathered up in one place, and I'm going to go find a big log splitter to take care of that. But some of the brush and stuff that laid on it laid on the ground long enough to kill the grass, and so I have this place in the yard where the top of the tree fell that has no grass, but there's grass everywhere else in that side of the yard. So I think I'm going to I've got to go haul some, get some brush out of the way, and start checking out grass seed, scratching it around. But other than that, that's about all I got in the yard. It's not been real high on my list, but I got a funny feeling that it's going to move up. I used to think that a honeydew was one of those green sweet watermelons, and then I found out there was a honeydew mist, and that's not quite the same thing. But other than that, not much in the yard. Got two rhubarb plants growing. Covered them up last night. The other night when it got cold, it was weather up here Saturday afternoon was really interesting. It was cloudy. Had about a quarter inch of snow on the handrail and the deck behind the house. A little bit on the tree limbs and leaves, and nothing on the ground, nothing on the road or anything. My wife and I went into town for a couple of hours, and when we came out where we were at, it was blowing snow sideways, and we found our car and came home, and which is about, 6 miles maybe west. And when we got home, we had blue sky, no wind, no snow, sunshine, and then the rest of the afternoon we had cloud and sunshine and snow and cloud and sunshine and snow. Nothing accumulated, but it was just interesting watching the weather out. It's Casey for easy.
KN4HTP. Yeah, that's a wild day, I have to tell you. There was one year, I can't remember what year it was, but I was camping up in the Rocky Mountains, and it was the middle of July, and it's always hot out there in July, and it cooled down, and the clouds moved in, and it started snowing. I was like, whoa, this never happens. But we got a nice little snowstorm, and of course, the next day you couldn't tell, but we were out there playing around in the snow for a while. Some days the weather's just crazy, isn't it? Oh, it looks like I have a message on Echolink. KN4RJN says he heard the story, got a chuckle. Thanks, Harry. That's what I'm passing along to you from Echolink. So, we got that first day that you have to mow in the spring is always, to me, it's a sad day. I mean, the lawns look great when they're mowed, but I live in a neighborhood and someone is always mowing. Within earshot, and it disturbs my peace, but that's just life. But I always noticed it, like when I'm out enjoying my backyard, and then there's a mower in the distance, and then there's another mower in the distance, and I'm like, I just got to think of how nice their yards are going to look, and not how disturbing the noise is. And the honeydew melon is delicious, and I suppose calling it a honeydew list, it can go either way. It's not gender specific. You know, we all call each other honey when we're married, I think. So, I started a year or two ago attempting to plant some palmetto palm trees. Got some little starts. Started with five. One died pretty quickly. Replanted them into bigger pots after a year. And that was touch and go for a while, but the four remaining seem pretty content. And I move them inside for the winter. and they're, but I did just move them back out just in time for the 36 degree night the other night, but I had already moved them in there heavy. They're in 5 gallon buckets, so I wasn't going to bring them back in. But that's what my big adventure has been, is coddling these little palmetto palms to get them to grow big enough to be a pretty addition to my yard. So I've had success on that. I'm looking forward this year. I think I'm going to do mostly tomatoes and cucumbers in my vegetable garden. So are you planning a vegetable garden?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. Last couple of years, I have played around a little bit with putting things in planters, and I think this year I rebuilt my front porch steps last year, and the old treads were pressure-treated lumber, and I did not throw them away, so I think I'm going to look at maybe making, not quite raised beds, but building a couple of boxes or trying growing some tomato plants. I had an area next to my driveway that I grew tomatoes in, and then the trees grew up over it and shaded it, and the tomatoes did do as well. On the other side of the house, which is west, I have afternoon sun, so I think I'm going to give that a try this year. Something that I have played with just because it's kind of fun, a couple of years ago I had a sweet potato that I should have eaten a long time before I did, but anyway, it sprouted, you know, the little eyes, it sprouted 3 or 4 little plants, and I thought, well, what have you got to lose? I cut the potato in half and cooked the side that didn't have eyes, and it was tasty, and cut the other side up into about 4 pieces and planted it in a 5 gallon planter. And that thing grew, and I had to make some peace with the groundhog. The groundhog loved those potato vines, and I put a wire cage around the planter, and the groundhog and I agreed that anything that grew through the cage, the groundhog could have, but the groundhog could not have anything inside. And so we managed to coexist that way, but I was really surprised when I dug all that stuff up that I had 2 good-sized sweet potatoes and 3 little bite-sized sweet potatoes. So I basically took the 1 potato and ate half of it and got about 4 times that much back, and that was in a 5-gallon container. So I've had a little bit of fun playing with stuff like that. Last year I grew a tomato plant. It actually got a couple of tomatoes on it. Unfortunately, I don't know what you call these things, great big green worm crawled up there and got the tomato before I did. But I'm going to play with that again this year. That's kind of fun.